Our executive producer asked me to interview a man. She met him in an air show. It was put on for veterans. The man is author Stephen Zaley. He wrote a book about his father's experiences in the 82nd Airborne Division 505th Combat Team. The book was huge. It's the size of a law book. Even the title is long. It's named They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. But it's full of interesting experiences and pictures and subtext. But as we spoke, I realized Steve has some issues. Issues a lot of us have, at least those of us who grew up with a father around that time with similar experiences. His were just a bit more intense.
I never planned on being an author and putting my name in lights. You know, unfortunately, I could still hear the screams every night my father went to sleep. He was one of the original paratroopers with the 82nd Airborne Division 505 Combat Team at inception in 1942.
From the RBH Radio Network, I'm John Casson. If you're in your 50s, you may have had a dad who seems overly, say, eager to discipline, hyper, critical of all you did, always on the edge, always putting the family on the edge. Well, that was Steve's dad. He's set to learn why. He decided to interview many of the veterans that served with his father. He was surprised to see that many of them acted the same way.
So after my father passed, I wanted answers as to why he was the way he was. And what I started to find as I started to contact the men that he was with was they were all exactly like my father.
Steve recognized a pattern.
They were cut from the same cloth.
Steve comes across as a man on a mission himself. He didn't start writing his book until his 40s, and it took him 20 years to get it done. But it's that book, he says, that gives him the keys that unlocks the permission he gets to ask detailed questions of his dad's peers and get straightforward, even raw answers.
An experience I never wanted it to end because these men accepted me because they knew my father. So they talked to me about stuff they never would have told an author. And that's what is really interesting in the book.
You might think by now Steve has some ill will toward his dad, but at times it seems the opposite. He tends to boast about him and his service to our nation. Here he is talking about how hard it was just to get into this particularly competitive division.
They said out of every 100 men that would enter service, only 4 would volunteer for parachute duty. Only 1 would get through the training.
So you might think Steve's dad was the way he is because of his military career. After all, war, sir, is raw. Remember that palindrome? You can spell it backwards or forwards, same sentence either way. That's the only takeaway I ever got from elementary school. I never understood that. War, sir, is raw. At least not until I spoke with Steve today. He wants us to know, and he shares in his book, just how raw and real war can be.
And the stories, you know, went on with the insubordination, the arguments, the fights. It's not all the glitz like you see on TV.
And he openly says he often felt an odd relationship with his father.
Well, you know, the father and son relationship didn't go too good. He didn't view me as his son. I was viewed as one of his squad.
But he also understands that his dad was a man of his time. Many of us of a certain age have dads like this. They felt this is how they have to be. This is what made them men.
And yeah, my father grew up when there was the Depression, Prohibition. Grandmother was a moonshiner, and she had a store. She used to sell moonshine to the miners. And those times were tough to have grown up in. And my father was a tough individual because in those days, street fighting was a way of life.
Steve says his dad did calm down a lot, but not until he got older. But he says it probably had more to do with the lack of financial family obligations than anything else.
I mean, if you opened your mouth to somebody, you either better have something behind it or you're going to pay the consequences.
Nonetheless, to a hammer, everything is a nail.
the financial burden of two children having a business and a brand new house in 1963 was relieved from him. Everything was paid for in 1972.
I spoke with a lot of people over the years. A lot of them have situations like Steve's, at least when it comes to how they describe their dad. And much like Steve, many also say that it's not as bad as it sounds. After all, it can always be worse.
Just because the military aspect had ended and he was then a retired paratrooper, he never changed his way of life because that's what he knew kept him alive.
Steve eventually did reconcile with his dad, and he speaks warmly about what he saw in the change in his family.
It was something we never experienced with my father. He was a very brilliant businessman. We were never cold. We were never hungry. There were times we had shortages of stuff, but we were never completely out of things. He provided well for us, but there was a price.
We all go through triumphs and terrors. Sometimes a bad experience is an inoculation to more serious events in life that come later. Steve thinks that's what happened with him and his dad.
What I did find after my mother brought my father to Florida, the financial side of everything was gone, where he was constantly struggling, I had a chance to meet my real father. And he was a great guy. We had 13 great years together. And it was phenomenal. It really was.
Steve talks a lot about military experiences, and you can read about them in his book. Sometimes it almost sounds as if he lived through them himself, but he's mostly describing the experiences of his father. So it might surprise you to learn that Steve never served in the military. He says he wanted to, but the timing just wasn't there.
No, I wanted to go. I don't know, I guess maybe hoping I was going to find my demise in Vietnam. I wanted to join the 82nd Airborne Division, 505 Combat Team, and go to Vietnam. My mother wouldn't sign the papers for me to quit school because I wasn't 18. And she said, you're going to graduate, and after you graduate, you do what you want to do. I can't stop you then. So I did graduate. I turned 18, and the Vietnam War ended.
My takeaway is this. During that time, it was almost always the man who provided for the family, and there was intense pressure not to fail. The same pressure Steve's dad must have felt. Pressure not to fail. Pressure to be in control. The same pressure many of our dads felt. And when they finally get to a place where they no longer need to worry about those kinds of obligations and pressures, well, it changes who they become. That's what I think happened to Steve's dad.
You know, everything that he went through, just it left an indelible mark on him. And he actually changed.
Maybe. Or maybe his circumstances changed. Either way, the memories got better toward the end.
I mean, when my mother did bring him to Florida, we had some really good times. And they were times that are irreplaceable. They were phenomenal. Just, you know, talking over old times and different things.
One theme Steve shares through the entire interview is his dad's desire not to quit, even if he sometimes wanted to.
And my father was the same way. But every time my father wanted to throw the towel in and call it quits, my mother said, hey, you got two kids, you have a business, and you have a new house, and you're not going anywhere except back to work.
You can hear Steve attribute some of that to his mother as well. All mothers, actually.
You know, the wives of these men, even at that time and even today, as I was saying, aren't given enough credit.
So in the end, Steve wrote this huge 611-page book. It's fascinating, but not nearly as fascinating as I found Steve. His stories, not about his father's military career, but about his relationship with his dad, I think resonate with many of us. And what a therapeutic way to handle it. Steve recommends people with similar experiences also write a book, or at least record the conversations.
Well, if at all possible, if they're currently involved in speaking with someone who is still surviving from whatever era or whatever the situation is that they're writing about, One recommendation I have is to tape record as much as they can when they talk to these men, to these individuals.
Steve's dad's peers continue to serve him through his son, through his book, aptly titled, They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten.
It was a miraculous time. The magic was there. All the ingredients were there because of the continuity between the men and me.
You can find Steve Zaley's book on Amazon and at select veterans events.